Follow the leader from Gregors. Headwater dropped off. Flambeau's hugging the fence from Edders Written. Japanism is still coming, but Hollow the One to run down into the straight. He led by a length and a half from Flambeau's coming through on the inside, and Japanism were wider. Flambeau's getting up on the rail to tackle Hollow. Hollow, Flambeau's. Hollow and Flambeau's in a photo finish. They hit the line. Oh, Peter Moody, I think you might have done it.
He certainly did. That was Flambeau's winning the William Reid in 2016. It would have been an emotional night because that was the night that Pete said goodbye to racing for a couple of years, but he's back with another favourite in a Group 1 tomorrow. Good morning, Moods.
Yeah, that upset a few narcs that night, didn't it, Michael? I haven't got a chip on my shoulder. I didn't say goodbye to racing. I got put out because I was bad for the industry, remember?
Well, you're not bad for the industry. We know that. We've built a bridge now, Merge. We're over that. Tomorrow.
I've got a long memory.
Are you as excited about tomorrow as you have been in a long time? Because there's a lot of people out there who are about seeing this horse. You know him better than anyone now after having him for the last few weeks. What are your gut feel about tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I think you knocked the nail on the head there. We've only had him for about 7 or 8 weeks, so we're still learning about the horse, each and every day, really. But he does look an exciting horse. He looked outstanding in his wins in Queensland, obviously in the winter, but most of that in benchmark racing. And then at his last start, he took on a few old warriors in the Tats Cup, and he put them away. But, the way he did it was probably the scintillating thing, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and that's what the X factor is. How will he level up to Group 1 company in the Spring Carnival? And you've had so many good Group 1 horses. Is he a genuine Group 1 horse, in your opinion?
I think so. We haven't done a lot with him, because he came down here in great order and a lot of residual fitness from Queensland. So he sort of hasn't had a push the button gallop to sort of see what's there, to be honest. He had a very soft trial and he's had a couple of soft gallops here at home, working up in company, but he does it so effortlessly. And, he does look like a bloody good horse. But obviously, he's taking on 10 individual Group 1 winners here over a mile on Saturday. And mindful that it's the start of a sort of a Cups campaign. But he does look pretty special in everything he does and the way he goes about doing it, for sure.
He did show pretty good speed under a good hold in that trial. And it is only a trial. It's a lot different to race day. But being a Mackay Big Diva with a lot of stayers resuming, there doesn't look much speed in the race. He's drawn a good gate. Do you expect him to be prominent?
I think he probably races in the first half dozen, for sure. Just if he begins... that's the best he's ever begun at Cranbourne. Previously, he sort of doesn't walk out of the gate, but comes away even. But if he begins as sharp as he did at Cranbourne, and mindful that they went the first sort of half mile there in even time, he'd travel along nicely. But I just think just naturally he'll bounce and travel in the first half dozen. But basically, I will leave it to Brett, because I don't think he's got a racing pattern as yet. The last campaign was his first ever campaign, and he was sort of a bit all over the shop and racing moderate company. So different ball games, stepping up against these horses. And how often do we see these races where there's no speed, no leader, and all of a sudden five decide that, well, there's no leader, we're going forward, and they end up running under the cliff.
What's his best attribute, do you think?
Ability.
Yeah. It looks like he's got a good set of lungs, though. In those races over a distance, he seems to be going as strong as anything on the line.
Well, I saw him that day. He won his last start in Brisbane. I went up and spent a few days with Steve Tregay, who owns the train, and then went to the races that day. And he wouldn't have blown a match out that day, and I haven't seen him have a blow here ever. In saying that, we haven't done a lot with him, but I've never seen him have a blow. So he has obviously got a great set of lungs on him, a bit like those European bred horses, and I've got a couple of them here, sort of with limited exposure to them, but they just seem to have an unbelievable capacity, a lung capacity, and that's why they're sort of dominant stayers, you know.
Is he an easy horse to work with?
Yeah, he's got a few little quirky habits on the ground. There's no shit in him as such, but he has got a few little quirky habits around the place, but he's been good to deal with.
As you said, you haven't had him that long, but do you think he's still improving, he's still learning, he's only lightly raced?
Well, listen, I can't say that because having never worked with him before, but crikey, if he improved a bit on what he's previously done, we're in for a hell of a ride.
How much is in the tank now for a first up tilt? Because he does have a big spring ahead of him.
Well, my genuine concern at this point in time is I hope he's going to look as well in 6 or 8 weeks' time as he does today. But I take great heart from Steve Tregarian telling me that he was a bad-doing horse and real weak. And when he ran first up last preparation, he was probably about 30 kilos lighter than when he won his last start. The further he got into the prep, the better he did and the stronger he got. And I've got to say, since he's arrived in my stable the last 7 or 8 weeks, he's probably been like that too. Like, he's probably sort of, I'm not a big weights and measures person, but Steve was, so I sort of followed the routine with this horse. He's probably 10 kilos heavier now with the trial and a few gallops under him than he was when he arrived. So the fact that he looks so well at the moment scares me, but I'm taking heart from that he seems to do well as he gets into a prep so he can maintain that sort of condition and keep putting condition on as well.
When you get a horse like this, do you speak to Steve every week? Does he continue to help you with what the horse needs or maybe wants? Because he did breed the horse and start out with
him. Well, he's left me to my own devices. He hasn't interfered at all, but I would be stupid if I hadn't taken on board what he'd been doing with the horse and the horse's history. You know, I'm not going to try and reinvent the wheel in 7 weeks to try and turn this horse around, because I don't want to turn him around. I want to see him naturally improve and progress. So we've followed a lot of the things that Steve's done with the horse and added a few things that we like to do as well. And we've got a horse that's very fit, well and healthy and looks extremely well.
You're probably never going to relive the pressure you had with Black Caviar and the run that she had. But is there a little bit of pressure you're feeling heading into tomorrow?
No, not at all. I think that's probably, I think maybe other people might. But listen, I've got a stage in my career where, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's not going to change the way I go to bed at night. I'm hoping like hell it does, but no pressure on me at all.
What's your gut feel, his best distance?
Oh, listen, I don't know. Once again, we're still learning, and I don't think the horse has probably worked out what his best go is either. You know, he sort of looked very good from that sort of mile up to a mile and a half, but saying at a mile, it was in very moderate company. So is he going to be good enough and sharp enough to beat them tomorrow? I'm hoping like hell he can, and I think he's something pretty special. But I'm thinking, when we get to the Turnbull and then to the Caulfield Cup, that's where I'd like to have him speak, because the Caulfield Cup is his ultimate goal at this point in time. But if he came out and brained them tomorrow, well, his goals could change too.
Could he blow them away tomorrow?
Oh, listen, I think so, potentially. But there's a few others there. Like, I should have took the analogy of what price would Very Elegant be in this race. And you got the horse that beat her and the horse that finished beside her and the Japanese horse at Mahonga. At probably stupid odds for that form line, haven't you? So, it's a bit different than chasing Mirage Dancer around over a mile and a half at Eagle Farm, taking on Mahonga and the Perth filly and those sort of horses. He's going to know he's in a race, isn't he?
So with Brett tomorrow, would you be wanting him to take a sit or would you be not scared to take it up?
No, that's his job. That's why he drives a BMW and I'm in a Toyota.
All right, final word. He's been smashed in the markets. Do you think he's the one to beat in the Maccabi Diva?
Listen, I don't know, Michael. I don't set that. I don't punt. So good luck. I hope they're right. I hope they're collecting. That means I'm getting a 10% trainers percentage. 600,000. What's that, 60 for Petey? Pity we couldn't go to the pub and get full of drink if we get it, eh?
Well, hopefully by the time a Caulfield or Melbourne Cup comes around, we might be able to. How big is that looming in the background for you? Are you thinking about that? Do you dream about it? You've got the favourite in the Melbourne Cup at this stage.
No. I'm more worried about tomorrow, and we'll worry about that when it comes. I would love to do it. I haven't done it. I would love to do it, but once again, that's not going to change how we live.
Oh, he's a favourite from the Maccabi Diva. You've got a couple of little runners earlier. Lightsaber in the Exford Plate. It's a hot field again. It wasn't disgraced in the McNeil, stepping out to the 1400 where he's won the size. You expecting an improved run?
Yeah, I think he can improve nicely. He was very good through the line in the McNeil. Great respect for the favourite, of course, Artorias. But we've been to 7 furlongs and done it. He hasn't. That's probably where I take a bit of heart going into the race. And we probably roll to the first 4 or 5 where he's probably going to be in the back 4 or 5. So we get our chance to probably beat him tomorrow. Are we good enough? At 1400, we hope we are. We certainly weren't at 1,200 or 1,200, but we're hoping the other horse maybe doesn't get the trip, and we know we do. That's our chance.
And Smites has won really nicely on debut. Was he outclassed in the Mackenzie? Were you disappointed with that run?
No, that was a shocking race. One of those horses went that hard up front, and then the backmarkers just couldn't get into it. You know, he along with four or five others in that race, when you look at it, just ended up being a tale of two races. The backmarkers never got a crack at them. He's a pretty good colt, this fellow. He's got a hell of a pedigree. He's a very nice colt. You know, I've got very good respect for the Dali horse, integrating, whatever.
Ingratiating.
He's got the straight track form. My bloke goes there for the first time, but he can run cheeky. He's a good colt.
All right. Well, that's a good push for Smites. They're at a good price. You got a couple today. One of them's very well named. Getting Moody. Named after you. Tomorrow. At a Chuka.
Tomorrow. Haven't left yet.
Tomorrow. What can you tell us about Getting Moody?
Yeah, well, she ran second or third. I think her first start at Cranbourne last prep. She's come back a nicer, more mature filly, so she can go there and run well. And Miss Arizona ran second on an unsuitable heavy track, I think, at her only start. So both those fillies are in their right races at the Chuka to run well, I would think.
And you decided to spell Invincible Caviar. Is it she just needs a bit more development?
Yep. Her work on Tuesday was well below her previous couple of pieces of work coming off that good win at Sale. So she's gone for a spell. Owners are happy to give her all the time in the world. So she'll be back in the autumn a bigger, stronger girl. And, you know, take heart from the fact that her mother only had two or three runs as a 2- and 3-year-old. She did all the racing at 4, 5 and 6. So we're prepared to give her the time she needs. So I think she's a good quality, stakes quality filly, and we'll give her that time.
Good luck tomorrow, Moods.
Thanks, mate.